This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is Nick Wilson yesterday, correct? Correct. Nick Wilson yesterday. He does not want quarterback at two. Is that how this is working here?
He has been dead set against Shedeur Sanders. While
why?
Jonathan has been all about Shedeur. He just doesn't think he's a good enough prospect.
Okay, here's Nick Wilson yesterday and his first reasoning. So at first blush, I'll tell you this. I think I disagree with both these things, but I want to hear Nick out. Here's the first clip about Nick saying that are they a bad organization or bad organizations take a quarterback before the rest of the team is built?
Andrew Berry's got to win games. Andrew Berry's got a lot he's got to do. Yes, we can take a while as fans. Andrew Berry doesn't have time.
But this is
Andrew Berry's got to win.
But this is where a good organization, and they keep telling everyone how dumb we are, how dumb anyone who thinks they're not going to be good again very quickly is. This is where a good organization would look at this and go, this quarterback market stinks. Let's not do something stupid. Let's build the rest of the team and readdress this thing next year. That's what a good organization would do. And by the way, good organizations manage up. You'd get Jimmy Haslam to buy into that if you were a good organization and had his ear and had the Haslam's ear. That's what a good organization would do. Bad organizations talk themselves into, I've got to do this because I might not have a job in a year. Doing desperate, dumb things in the name of, I don't know, chasing relevance or chasing two extra wins, you still get fired.
You disagree with that?
Well, I think the Eagles are a terrible example in this case because they're never drafting at the top of the draft. They've been good almost every year since our station has been on the air.
Well, let's hear the other Nick clip here. This is yesterday. Does he go directly at you in this? Says it disagrees with Lima. Taking a QB might be the biggest risk.
I think Lima's being way too cavalier with the number two pick. Ah, who cares if you don't hit it? No, go look at Philadelphia. Why was Philly able to win a Super Bowl with a quarterback that wasn't a top 10 quarterback, which is kind of what I think Shador's going to be? Maybe the 12th or 13th best quarterback in the NFL. That's because the last 5 years, they didn't waste a pick. Like, they found Cooper DeJean in the second round. They found Jordan Davis. They found edge rushers. They don't waste picks. I'm a little confounded at Lima going hard in the paint for Shedeur today because the whole conversation's completely changed now that Miles, like, you don't need a quarterback this year.
Right.
You can't take the longer road. I think taking a quarterback at two might be the biggest risk you can take.
Would you like to address these words?
Well, I explained why it wasn't a risk at all yesterday.
Well,
because
today's a new day.
Yeah. Just because if Shedeur is a big bust and they know it, you know, and they see the writing on the wall, there's going to be a new GM and new coach anyway the following year. Which, like we said earlier in the show, if they take Abdul Carter and they win five games, there'll be a new GM and a new coach at the end of the year. So that's just as risky by his definition. Well, second of all, Philly is a terrible example because they've been good every year. They haven't had a top of the draft pick to worry about risking, except the last time they did, they took Carson Wentz number two overall. So, and that was seen as desperate.
And Howie Roseman was the guy making the picks, too.
Yeah, well, Howie's been kind of up and down in that organization. He did.
He was making the pick that day.
Yeah, he took a step back and then was right back in a GM again. But they did. They took Carson Wentz, which was risky. There was plenty of risk. There's always risk with these quarterbacks. We like to think that if we have the number one overall pick and Trevor Lawrence is available, there's zero risk. Guess that's not true. There's risk with Trevor Lawrence. There's risk with Andrew Luck, apparently, who was really good and then walked away from football. Well, there's an element of risk with all these quarterbacks. Don't let anybody fool you or convince you otherwise that there's some panacea situation where there's no risk with a player that you take. Yes, the quarterback is always perceived as there's going to be a little more risk involved because you like to build around the quarterback. But is Washington a good organization? When they took Jaden Daniels, no. Now they're considered good all of a sudden.
Well,
Houston, were they a good organization when they took C.J. Stroud? No, but how do people feel about Houston? They're considered a better organization now than we are. It's amazing how that happens.
I did not think that they were ready to take C.J. Stroud. Now, I think that their offensive line was in a maybe a better position than ours would be if we were to take Shador Sanders. I also think
their line
that
was terrible last year.
I do believe that CJ Stroud is a better prospect than Shador Sanders. I have to admit that. Yeah, their offensive line wasn't that great. But just going back for the history of everything, no, you can't use Philadelphia as an example. That was Doug Peterson's first year. So this is after Chip Kelly. Howie Roseman is back in charge of everything, so there was no step back. I mean, he was the executive VP and general manager of that football team making the football decisions. So he went out there with the number two pick off a team that had fired their coach and had Chip Kelly or had Pat Shurmur finish the season. They finished 7-9 that year, and they traded up with us, and they went after Carson Wentz. So they went after the gusto, and they got a quarterback that started off hot, and it has ended up bitterly cold, but they went for it. So I can't accuse them of not doing it, or I can't use them as an example. I think what Nick highlights here is we are just on different timelines. We are on different timelines in this organization. We have time. They don't. They don't. And I know Nick doesn't want them to make a desperate move. We are all acting as if Shador Sanders isn't going to be good. I mean, that's the way we're all acting. Like, why would we make this pick? We just don't believe he's going to be good. If it were next year, are we sure it's going to be good? Will we feel better that these guys, if it were a new franchise, if we're a new a head coach in front office, do we think that would we feel better about Shador Sanders? Because I think that we just don't feel good about Andrew Berry making picks, and a lot of people don't feel good about Kevin Stefanski or his staff, so they just feel that Shador Sanders is going to be rough. But if it were new general manager X and new head coach X, they probably feel a little bit better about Shador.
Well, and I'd love to know, if Jaden Daniels was in this year's draft, right? You remember, there were plenty of detractors a year ago about Jaden Daniels. I imagine Nick would say all the exact same things. But I know they're not the same type of player, but I imagine he'd say the same things. Little risky. All right, let's change it up. What about Bo Nix? If Bo Nix was sitting there in this draft, and again, Cam Ward, by almost everybody's account, is number one, except for Bucky Brooks, who said Shador is the best quarterback in this draft. He just said that yesterday.
Yes,
we might have
did.
To track down Bucky Brooks and get an explanation there.
Get Bucky Brooks on the show, Mitch.
That certainly flies in the face of what people like Nick are saying. But if it were to be Bo Nix... Okay, I don't think Bo Nix is great. I in fact, think he's now a little overrated. But I think he's fortunate in that he has Sean Payton. I do think Sean Payton's on another level than, maybe where the Browns are in being able to kind of develop a quarterback. But if Bo Nix were available today, this year, would Nick hand in the card at number two on Bo Nix?
No.
Probably wouldn't, right?
No.
But Bo Nix got to the playoffs this year. Nobody really puts the playoff loss on him. They were pretty overmatched.
But there's just something
that's... This was supposed to be a teardown year for Denver. They're supposed to be a year or two away.
I've gotten
ahead of schedule.
I know I've been frustrated with some calls. I mean, the call...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We had over Fields yesterday, and we've had a couple other ones where I'm like, well, it doesn't make any sense. Because I think there's a lot of people, I think our trust of this organization and is at, with this current group is at an all-time low. And I think that makes a lot of fans just want something nice and safe. Because like Mason Graham, if you traded down and you took Mason Graham, Mason Graham's going to play for the next coach and the next general manager. Abdul Carter will play for the next coach and the next general manager. You don't know if Shedeur Sanders would. You don't even know if Cam Ward would or any of these guys. I think it's easier to stomach because everybody agrees you need a quarterback. But it's easier to stomach a guy where it's like, hey, this guy's high upside. And I have more picks. So, yeah, if I end up wasting my second round pick at number 33 overall, even though I still think that that's faulty to say what I'm about to say, I still think people feel this way. It's easier than wasting the number 2 pick. If I take Jackson Dart, or by this time, it coming up in the draft, maybe Will Howard will be there, or you use it, God forbid, to go up in the first round, I still think there'd be a lot of pressure on any one of those young men. But I think that that's what people would feel better about, because I feel that fans think that this is the last year that they are not going to get to a position where they're going to be able to save themselves. This is the last year that they're going to be employed, and that it's the fans who are going to be left holding the bag. So if I'm going to be left holding the bag, give me Mason Graham. I'm just explaining it. I think they're going to take a QB. I'm going to make myself comfortable with it at number 2. But I feel that the way that a lot of fans are going, if I'm going to be left holding the bag, I'll be left holding the bag with Mason Graham or Will Johnson or Will Campbell or Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter or any one of them guys.
And, you know, this draft is different. And I think it's important to note. Like, it's not just the quarterbacks that people have been kind of sour on all year. It's all the blue chippers. I have heard for a full year that these, quote, blue chippers in this year's draft would not be blue chippers in other drafts, including you know, the example that we've been giving about Abdul Carter. Like, if Myles Garrett were in this draft and the Browns were number 1, it would be very similar to the Myles Garrett draft, which Patrick Mahomes ends up going number 10.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be similar to that, right? Mitch Trubisky went, did he go number 2 overall
in that
draft?
Yes, he did.
Okay, you could make...
Bears traded up, right?
You could make similar arguments about that. But Abdul Carter's not in the same galaxy. So I think you have to note that, too. It's not just that Shedeur Sanders in any other draft would be here. You have to say the same about Abdul Carter. Abdul Carter is not in that same stratosphere as Myles Garrett. But people are treating it as such.
216-474-0092. Would you rather just play it safe then? Mitch on St. Clair. I got some Ross Tucker audio to hit in a moment. Let me get to Mitch on St. Clair. You're next up on the Fan.
No, you get a quarterback right now. You get the best quarterback that's available. It's going to either be Cam or Shedeur. You get one of those quarterbacks. Listen, the quarterback situation is tricky, but the quarterbacks that go to bad organizations always have bad seasons or bad careers. It always happens. Now, Jaden Daniels, you can talk about him all you want. His coach was a former Super Bowl head coach. You know, he had a great offensive line. Them type of situations are great for quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes, all of these quarterbacks were in great situations. Now you have Caleb Williams, who was in a pretty bad situation. Yeah, he had some weapons outside, but the offensive line was garbage. The coach was garbage. You have to look at that. And if we can think to ourselves like, hey, you know what? Kevin Stefanski can probably coach a quarterback. Then let's do it. Because we haven't seen him. I mean, I've seen him do good with Baker for a while. Baker got injured.
So let me tell you this, though, Mitch. Stay with me. The Caleb Williams, the Caleb Williams argument, it's like you're not going to pass on Caleb Williams, all right? I understand that. But when people want to play it safe, I have to give that credence, because what I hate about the Bears just drafted a fantasy team. They did it the wrong way. They went outside in instead of inside out. Like, a lot of people are going to like, we're going to start a Tet McMillan conversation at some point, and I'm going to balk at that because I'm going to go, guys, you need to build inside out. If I have a quarterback, he should be able to make some weapons out of some guys, like, by the way, what happened with Jimmy Horn and Shedeur Sanders, but no one wants to talk about that. Right. So I want to build inside out. I don't want to just, hey, Roma Dunze's great, but if my quarterback can't find him because he's running for his life, Roma Dunze just looks great in a uniform. Instead of actually helping my team.
And what's crazy, what you just said, Caleb Williams still, to me, is a better quarterback than Jane Daniels. I think it's just like the RG3 and the Luck situation. I think if you see his stats and his numbers, you'll be like, okay, he had a good season. But the team was terrible as far as offensive line. You get that kid on offensive line, hopefully his coach is good, then you'll see a difference.
Mitch, thank you very much for the call. I want to play this Ross Tucker audio. See, this is what I say. When we say, well, it feels like we can just throw away another pick, because I have a mountain of respect for Ross Tucker. Here's Ross, though, on this spot.
I don't think Shedeur is better enough than whoever you want to name, Jackson Dart or Kyle McCord, which would be hilarious. That's actually what I'm voting for, that they would draft Kyle McCord. I love the idea of getting, I don't care if it's Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold or Kirk Cousins or whoever. With the second pick, then you take Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, and then in the second or third round, you take Dart or Kyle McCord, or whoever you think that guy is. Maybe it's Jalen Milroe from Alabama. Like, Jalen Milroe, for sure, has more physical ability than Shedeur Sanders. I mean, way faster, way stronger arm. I mean, that's what I would do.
Pack your boxes now if you get that guy. Just pack your boxes now. I mean,
no like, chance.
Hey, listen, Jackson Dart, live arm there, live arm. I know that some people saw the Senior Bowl and they got a little bit nervous because he had to tuck it. The offensive line situation wasn't good. Whoever's left tackle was, I forget, was getting his ass kicked the entire time Jackson Dart was in there. You watch Jackson Dart. You know, I go back to some of these regular season games. I'm like, man, you lock on things. But a lot of people blame Lane Kiffin for that. Okay, I'm willing to listen to that. I told you about Kyle McCord. All right, you were in a better situation. They took all the pressure off you. You're going to have a bunch of pressure on you no matter what team is taken by you. I'm passing on Kyle McCord. Jalen Milroe, I mean, I'll talk to you until I'm blue in the face. That's the guy. I'd rather just draft a linebacker. I'd rather just draft a safety. I'd rather just draft an offensive lineman. I'd rather do that instead of Jalen Milroe. I want nothing to do with Jalen Milroe. Nothing.
But,
and especially to the people who don't believe in this coaching staff, then I'm singing everything to you.
So that's just a value play, right? Like if you,
but
if
it's not valuable if I don't think the guy's going to work out for me.
Well, so this is the hard part of all of this, and this is why you've seen less and less, right? Quarterbacks, they ascend to the first round, and then there's a gap because a lot of the GMs are like, why? No, a quarterback slips into the second round. They're just they're irredeemable. Well, we know that's not the case. You can get quarterbacks later in drafts.
Jalen Milroe's a second round.
But at that point,
Jalen Hurts is a second
round. Yeah, at that point, it's all value play. It's a value proposition. Like, we know this guy's probably not good, but if he is, we've allowed ourselves to fortify a team with talent all over the board before that.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket busting, 3-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back to back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.